Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to remember when you go to the polls to vote. What do I mean by that? We need to remember what has taken place in the past 2 years. We need to remember who's in the Oval Office and who's in control of the House of Representatives. We need to remember what they have done when it comes to COVID, the lockdowns. We need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, the cost of gasoline, and remember the inflationary spiral that we're in today. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that in the scripture, over 200 times God talks about the need to remember. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. That's talking about remembering the spiritual leadership. We need to also remember the political leadership in America, ladies and gentlemen. We need to remember what they have done and the damage they have caused. In fact, we need to remember that Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And we're watching the sinful state of our nation today, ladies and gentlemen, the decline. We see Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I contend that we're in a state of mourning. We need to remember that and recognize that when you go to the polls and vote, ladies and gentlemen. There's a wake-up call that's taking place across America. Many that have promulgated and pushed, many that have taken the COVID vaccination and talked about the glory of it, just now waking up and realizing, one of those, young man named Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is a conservative mouthpiece in America. Looking at the headlines, after advocating for COVID-19 vaccinations for over a year, Ben Shapiro says he was deceived. We were lied to by everyone, he says. This article is October the 25th. Ben Shapiro has long been a strong advocate for COVID-19 vaccination, believing that taking them was a socially responsible measure that might save someone's grandmother and even slow or prevent the spread of the virus. On Tuesday, Ben Shapiro stated, like many others, he'd been deceived about the efficacy of the vaccine, particularly with regard to their ability to prevent viral transmission. On Tuesday, on the episode of Ben Shapiro's show, he stated, it's now perfectly clear that we've all been lied to, and we were lied to at the very high level from a very, very early state on both the vaccine companies in terms of ability of the vaccine to prevent transmission, and also lied to by our politicians who apparently knew better, end quote. Shapiro's admission and sense of betrayal comes in part after Pfizer executive Janine Small stated on October the 10th that the company did not know if COVID-19 vaccine it had developed with biotech and others would prevent viral transmission before the drug went on the market. Further, the article states, it turns out that the Biden White House knew this, that is the lie, and promoted the lie anyway, Shapiro said. This is truly amazing stuff. President Joe Biden said with confidence in 2021, you're not going to get the COVID if you have these vaccinations. In July, former House COVID response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx admitted that she too had known from the beginning that the COVID-19 vaccines were not going to protect any against any infection, adding that we just simply overplayed the vaccine. Now, it's an attitude taken, well, you know, we made a mistake. We overplayed the vaccine. Millions have died. Millions have been harmed. Millions have had blood clots, and millions have had heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's okay. We just made a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, top cardiologist ties unexpected deaths to and collapses to the COVID shot. A top London cardiologist who was one of the first to take the COVID-19 vaccine and promote it on British television is warning all of his colleagues around the globe, the public in general, that he has evidence tying incidences around the world of unexpected cardiac events and otherwise healthy people. He's saying it goes back to the COVID-19 vaccines. Quote, it's my duty and responsibility as a consulting cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID vaccine has likely played a significant role in being the primary cause of unexpected cardiac arrest, heart attack, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failure since 2021 until proven otherwise, he said. He stands on that fact that it's the COVID vaccination that's causing the cardiac failures. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at an article that says COVID-19 vaccines have caused, listen to this staggering number, COVID-19 vaccinations have caused 84% of all deaths recorded in the VAERS system for the past 32 years. Pfizer, number one in vaccine deaths. The article says, in part, since the emergency use authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine in December of 2020, through the update, though the update, latest update of VAERS database as of October the 22nd, 2022, 84% of all deaths reported after vaccination for the past 31 years have been reported following the COVID-19 vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, remember, it's this administration that's promulgated and pushed the COVID vaccine, even to the point of some states as a result of that, pushing and introducing COVID passports, that you have to have your COVID card to show that you've been vaccinated, to go into a restaurant, to go into a public building, to go into a federal estate building, et cetera, et cetera. It's the push for the COVID vaccination that caused a hospital in Houston to lay off some 14 or 1,500 of its employees. Now they're suffering because of not having enough nurses and doctors. It's the state of New York that the Supreme Court just said, you've got to rehire all of those that said they will not take the death jab, the COVID jab, and you've got to pay them back pay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just now seeing a little teeny bit of light at the end of the tunnel. But I suggest to you, when you go to the polls and vote, you need to vote in recollection, in remembrance of what has been done to us as a nation. Multitudes of things. We're suffering now with the highest price on gasoline in history for Americans. We're suffering today with what I call a food famine, a fuel famine, a financial famine in our nation. Here's an article that says how cancer deaths from the COVID jabs are being hidden from the public. The fact that tumor sizes have been dramatically larger since 2020, patients are younger, and reoccurrence of heart failures and dramatic diseases from heart causes increasing should be front page news, but they're hearing nothing about it. Why is that so? This former intelligence officer and strategic strategist believes he knows why. Out of an elongated article, I'm going to pick three or four bullet points. Analysis of the U.S. Morbidity and Weekly Report data suggests that U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention have been filtering and redesignated cancer deaths as COVID deaths since April 2021 to eliminate the cancer signal. Secondly, the signal is being hidden by swapping the underlying cause of death with the main cause of death being from the heart, as they call it, not from COVID. Uncontrollable turbocharged cancers to medical establishments have never been seen before, only started to occur after the rollout of the COVID jabs. after the rollout of the COVID jabs in 2021, cancer patients have gotten younger, with the largest increase occurring among the 30 through 50-year-old age group, with tumor sizes that are dramatically larger. Multiple tumors in multiple organs are becoming more common and reoccurrence and metastasizing at an increasingly alarming rate. And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, remember that. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been forced into a position of submission in America as never before through the federal and the state governments and the dictatorial, tyrannical leaders that's been over us. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the push for the forced submission of the COVID jabs and the introduction of the COVID passes. Remember, the DOJ, ladies and gentlemen, ordered the FBI to prosecute and to persecute domestic terrorists, people who are questioning the fraudulent 2020 election. If you question the 2020 election, if you believe it's fraud, if you say that you think it's fraud, then, ladies and gentlemen, you're a domestic terrorist. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. If you question the election of 2020, if you question the school boards, moms and dads, you go before the school boards, you question what they're teaching your child with raw pornographic material. If you question that, I've got news for you. According to a 26-page document transmitted from the DOJ to the FBI almost 1 year ago now, in fact, it has been 1 year ago this month, if you understand that document requires the FBI to smash your door down, to arrest you and to persecute and prosecute you and calling you a domestic terrorist. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. And if you want to continue that process, if you want to escalate the domestic terrorist agenda and be considered a domestic terrorist because of exercising your free speech, vote for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party and you'll have an increase of that. Remember the forced nationwide closure of our churches and the houses of worship with no singing, no worship, considering the churches being non-essential. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that some pastors were arrested for opening their churches. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Remember that the bars and the lounges, the liquor stores, the massage parlors, the big box stores were all considered essential, but hundreds of churches never reopened as a result of the forced closure in America. George Barna, the Barna Report, last September, said that one out of five churches in America would close within 18 months. That was promulgated by the forced lockdown of our churches in America. So if you're a Christian, you're a conservative, you're a patriot, remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Do you want, listen, they've set the stage, the feds have set the stage, the local and state bureaucrats and wannabe tyrants, like our mayor in this city that kept extending the mask mandate, if you want that kind of leadership, then vote the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party and investigate and vet all of the candidates. If they call themselves a Republican, vet and determine, are they truly a conservative or are they just running under that banner to get elected? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to remember, just as God's word uses the term remember over 200 times. It's talking about remember God, remember what he's done for us, remember who he is, remember our responsibility and submit and surrendering unto his lordship in our lives. We need to also remember and never forget where we've been, what we've been through as a nation, and what we have trodden through as a people, and how we have been trounced underfoot by this administration, where we've been forced to submit. Just with the recent escalation of the brown shirts, better known as thugs with badges, better known as the FBI and the DOJ, smashing homes doors down, arresting people simply because they'd stand on the sidewalk and wave signs warning the ones going into the murder abortuaries that they were about to murder a baby. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the lies from Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and Joe Biden that the unvaccinated were causing the pandemic. Yet we now know that over 90% of those that go into the hospital, ladies and gentlemen, are those that have already been vaccinated. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, how we've been deceived, how we've been totally lied to. I'm looking at an article. It says study finds that Dr. Fauci's fingerprints are all over the origin of the COVID virus. A new preprint study has concluded that the virus that caused COVID-19 has a unique fingerprint indicating it originated in a laboratory rather than by nature. And he goes on to give total data information, conclusive information, ladies and gentlemen, that it was Dr. Fauci that knew it, Dr. Fauci that orchestrated, Dr. Fauci that presented the authorization and the funds to do so to carry out the gain-of-function research that gave us the COVID pathogen that was released, I believe, on the world. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want that to continue, vote for a Democrat. Vote for the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party. And remember what they have done to us as a nation. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it was Joe Biden that is the one with the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party are the ones that also gave us the mandate of murder by abortion, the murder of the innocent human beings in the mother's womb, and the promulgation of that and the pushing of that by the Biden administration and all of the acolytes, those that are the acolytes in doing so through his administration. Here is an article, ladies and gentlemen, that touches on what is taking place in relationship to the sad condition in America today. One of our callers touched on that, of the transitional trans surgery, the transsexual surgeries that's taking place. Remember that when you go to the polls to vote. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, who gave that to us. Here's an article that says, doctors have failed them, says those who regret transitioning. People who transition to the opposite gender and later decided to reverse their transition shared about how they felt the medical establishment had failed them completely. Affirmative medical care is defined as treatment with puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones for those who have gender dysphoria to transition to the opposite sex, and is often followed by gender reassignment surgery. However, there is a growing concern among many doctors and other healthcare professionals as to whether this is, in fact, the best way to proceed for those under 18 years of age, in particular with several countries now pulling back on medical treatment, instead emphasizing psychotherapy to prevent them from having the harmful, life-changing, altering surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a condition today that our world has not seen before. We're in a position today that if we continue down this track, we will lose our great nation. We will lose the Constitutional Republic that God has given us. We need to understand and remember, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Democratic Party that's given us in America the demonic transgender movement today. As I said earlier, about 146,000 preteens and teenagers now sterilized, their bodies mutilated by the hands of the medical establishment, Big Pharma, for population reduction. Dr. James Dobson, in an article, warns the voters a perverted version of America being pushed by the White House. There's a perverted version of America being pushed by the White House, Dr. Dobson warns the voters. He explains the nation's sons and daughters and grandchildren are being given a perverted version of American history by those who slander our founding heroes, who gave their lives and their fortunes for our freedoms. This distortion of truth is running rampant in our schools, media, and major news outlets, according to Dr. Dobson, giving a sampling of their radical lies. Those would include that liberties come from government, not God, that boys and girls can choose their gender, that youth can mutilate their own bodies to become the sex that they want to be. That is a fundamental constitutional right to kill the unborn is being promulgated today, that the nation's borders are secure, that America is systematically racist to the core, and big government knows best. Do you see what's at stake? Dr. Dobson says, unless we rise up and speak the truth, this culture of lies will destroy our families, our country, and our future. The foundation of morality that upholds our republic cannot withstand two more years of the maddening rhetoric. If we fail to act now, everything we know to be beautiful, everything we know to be righteous in this nation will crumble and fade away. How utterly tragic it would be if our children born today never fully come to know and understand the meaning of sweet land of liberty. He said Christians need to be in fervent prayer for this nation and then go and vote and bring God everywhere and bring every God-fearing man and woman with you that you know. In other words, Dr. Dobson is saying, vote, bring your friends, family, and neighbors with you. Get them registered if they've not already registered. There's some places registration is too late. In fact, I believe it is nationwide. But we need to vote. We need to be involved in what we need to do in placing our vote. But to do so, we need to remember, reflect back on where we are, what has taken place, and what has destroyed us and the party that's done it. I'm looking at an article that says gender-affirming mastectomies in children spiked 389%. Let that sink in for a moment. 389% increase in kids, preteens and teenagers, getting mastectomies. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please. Lily, are you there? Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, the polls show them, reading an article says, the polls show the real reason medical industry pushes transgenderism. The burning question is, why are so many people silent if they believe the movement is harming kids? A new poll reveals that some stunning details about American perception of the nationwide push, including from those in the highest levels of government for the transgender agenda, and it's M-O-N-E-Y. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a massive article that points out that it's because of the money that's being made on slaughtering, mutilating our kids. These people that are doing that, doctors and hospitals, nurses, any professional counselor, school counselors, teachers that push that, ladies and gentlemen, they need to be prosecuted and placed in prison for the rest of their lives. That's my position on it. So remember that when you go to the polls to vote. Remember, this administration has destroyed our schools with teaching raw porn and calling it sex education. They're teaching raw porn. They're teaching the sodomite agenda through the LGBTQ agenda, with material being printed, promulgated, distributed by Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ affiliates. Ladies and gentlemen, they're printing the so-called literature that's nothing but raw porn, and it's designed, ladies and gentlemen, to have your child be indoctrinated, brainwashed, and sexualized in the public school system. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Remember that our schools are teaching our kids the CRT, the critical race theory, that's dividing society, which is a major, major proponent of Karl Marx and Marxism. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, our children today are behind in math and science and reading. We're behind some, they say, in some cases, as much as a two-year increment being behind in the studies because of being locked down and because of being forced to wear a mask. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote. Remember, it's the Democratic Marxist Party that's given us the about 5 million. Now, they're trying to lower that, saying 2.5 to 3 million people. By the end of December, based on the research that I've done, we will have over 5 million illegals coming into that will have come into America. When you go to the polls and vote, vote in remembering what party gave us that influx of people that's being provided with food, clothing, shelter, housing, education, and medical care out of the taxpayers' coffers. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that when you go to the polls and vote. These illegals coming in, they're given money. They're giving EBT cards. They're being given Social Security numbers and cards. They're being given cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars at taxpayers' expense. Remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Remember, it's Joe Biden and the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats that are pushing to take our free speech, our religious liberties, and self-defense away from us. In fact, it's Joe Biden that says there's nothing in the Bill of Rights that's absolute. He's made that statement about 8 times publicly. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, where we have a president and the leadership out of the Oval Office that believes that somehow, some way, you can take our Bill of Rights, modulate it, craft it, change it, eviscerate it, annihilate it, and it's okay because it's not absolute. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not the case at all. But remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, who gave us this denigrative approach to school and for education. And by the way, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote. If you've got your child in public school, take them out. they're in governmentally controlled school that's going to brainwash and re-educate them and sexualize them, and it's a grooming process. Take them out. Put them in private school, Christian school, home school, parochial school, online education, whatever form you need to do, but take them out of the governmentally controlled schools and do it now. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I appreciate your show. I agree completely, wholeheartedly with your stance that these people should be slaughtered and eradicated for what they're doing to these children, mutilating these children like this. And it's a sodomite agenda. They said they would come after our children. They said, yes, the homosexual sodomite said they would come after our children, and that's what they're doing. And we need to fight. We're in a war, and World War III is coming forth, and we need to fight. The storm is coming. So prepare, people out there, prepare and get yourselves ready.
Yes.
That's all I have to say, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you.
Very good. Very well stated, Kevin. Thank you so much for that insightful statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be prepared. We need to plan. We need to pray. We need to be prepared, and we need to vote. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe this election is the most critical, imperative, important election in my lifetime. And as I've said before, I'm still under 100 years of age. Here's an article that says, as schools hide the trans identities from and fire parents, parental rights take center stage in the midterm election. Ladies and gentlemen, it's parental rights. A child's parents, as parents, you have the right to know what your child's being taught. You have the right to say no. You have the right to take that child out of that governmentally controlled school that will destroy that child's life, heart, and mind. I'm looking at an article that's in Decision Magazine, October 2022. This article says, by Franklin Graham, on November the 8th, tens of millions of voters will head to the polls across America in the most critical midterm election in recent history. To say that much is at stake is a gross misunderstatement. Understanding. It isn't just the control of Congress. It may be your last chance to stop the immoral and ungodly policies that have brought our great nation to the moral brink of disaster. The floodgates of Sodom and Gomorrah have seemingly swung wide open in the past 2 years. The spirit of Antichrist is pervading in our nation. He further states, don't care if it's biological male that goes into the girl's public bathroom under the guise of being a female. I say disguise, because there's no such thing as transgender. It's a made-up term by a godless society that defies God. In fact, he goes on to say that every child that's ever been born, it's either pronounced to be it's a boy or it's a girl. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember, when you vote, if you vote for a Democratic ticket, you're voting to continue to destroy faith and family and our freedom. Every vote counts, so vote according to God's election guide that is finding men that honor God, that revere God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.